9:09, virtually all dental practices have been forced to shut down. Last night, the Ministry of Health and the Dental Council agreed on new guidelines. We did ask the chair of the Dental Council to come on to 9 to noon to explain the new guidelines, agreed with the Ministry of Health late last night. We were told Andrew Gray is too busy for the next 2 days, but might be available next week. To explain the situation faced by dentists and what patients should do in an urgent situation, we welcome the President of the Dental Association, Dr. Katie Ayres. Katie, thanks for your time.
Oh, good morning.
Could you speak first to whatever it was that was agreed last night between the Ministry and the Dental Council? Have you been briefed?
Yes, so about 11 o'clock last night, every registered dentist in New Zealand received the new Dental Council guidelines on management of patients with, during this level 4 stage of the epidemic.
Could you elaborate on what they are?
So basically, it divides patients into low, medium and high risk and gives dentists guidelines about the appropriate management of those patients. Essentially, the recommendation is that patients only present to a dentist or seek the help of a dentist if they really need emergency treatment. And this might include facial trauma, significant infection, prolonged bleeding from the mouth, or pain that can't be managed by medication. So certainly we're not expecting to see anyone for routine dental care.
So they're quite extreme conditions. I appreciate if you've got them, you need help. I'm not underestimating them, but they are quite extreme and probably a small minority of the amount of normal procedures. So what are most dentists doing? Are they closing their doors and providing after-hours numbers? How's it happening?
Well, the problem is that those guidelines have come out really after most dentists have decided what they're doing with their practices and their staff. So many dentists had already closed their doors based on the guidelines that have been evolving from the New Zealand Dental Association over the last few weeks. One of the main problems we have is access to both regular dental facial marks, which we've been really struggling to get for several weeks now. But now, with the potential of COVID positive patients requiring treatment, we actually need more masks of a higher specification, and very few practices have been able to access those at all.
So would you concur with what we were hearing from the nurses earlier, that if we don't have the equipment, what they're basically saying is we don't believe we should be dealing with patients without this gear. Is that part of the reason many chose to outright close?
Yes, well, the problem is that dentistry is probably one of the most high-risk procedures, particularly if it's a procedure involving generating an aerosol. So if you're using a high-speed drill or the 3-in-1 syringe, which sprays water and air on the tooth, or a patient coughs in the surgery, all of those procedures can generate aerosols. And, you know, that is a very high-risk situation for anyone in the surgery at that time.
So how will you handle those small number of very urgent cases? Will there be emergency hubs, some kind of after-hours? How will people know where to go for help?
Well, again, it's going to vary by district health boards. So what I would recommend that to the public is that in the first instance, if they do meet those requirements of being in urgent need of dental treatment, that they first contact their local dentist, where I'd expect if they weren't open, there'd be a message on an answer phone to advise a number to call, which may be another surgery in the area, or it might be the dentist who's happy to triage patients by phone or perhaps by video conference. So if you've got something like a severe toothache, that might be able to be managed without actually seeing the dentist, perhaps with the dentist prescribing some antibiotics and pain relief. But if it's something that can't be deferred, then yes, we would arrange for treatment.
Dental practices, of course, have high overheads, Katie. I'm just looking at this now from the business pressures that so many businesses are under, expensive rents and payrolls and expensive equipment and quite often high debt. What are you hearing about their ability to access and need to access the various government business supports?
Most dentists are really very concerned about their financial situation. Some have already had to lay off staff. Many are just trying to see what happens, I think, over this four-week period and are desperately trying to keep their staff on during that time, after which time things may have to be reassessed. But it's a very real problem.
I thank you for your time. Dr. Katie Ayres is President of the Dental Association.